B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast. In today's topic, we're going to discuss the Keystone Pipeline and Colonial Pipeline and how that could impact you.
What's the Keystone Pipeline?
Oh, we can't hear her.
Go ahead. Say it again.
What's the Keystone Pipeline?
Remember that? There was like a lot of people protesting a pipeline from like Canada down to Texas or something.
Down through North and South Dakota.
They thought it was going to make just disrupt the beauty of America. Guess what? I've seen America. It's not that beautiful.
A pipe coming out of Abe Lincoln's nose in the what's that called?
What is it? Mount Rushmore.
that's the most American thing ever. A pipe coming out of his nose.
That project got killed, didn't it? It's no longer.
I think that's one of the first things that Biden did was put an end to that.
Yeah.
My friend, strangely enough, he works in. I should have had him on today. He'd be good at this. He works in. Like shipping.
Okay.
But he also he ran one of the biggest yards for the Keystone Pipeline.
Oh.
Like he knew everything that was coming in and out of the yards. Like he organized it and knew where everything was going.
Okay.
That's cool.
So he right now is working a huge project for The Rock.
Johnson? Dwayne Johnson?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Not only does he have his tequila, he also has this energy drink that's organic.
Oh.
And logistics, that's what he does. So he's doing the logistics for the energy drink, and he says it's crazy because The Rock wants the energy drinks to all of his friends, and he's like, and he wants them there quick. So he's like, my job yesterday was I was talking to DJs, that's what he calls them, DJ's assistant, and DJ's assistant's like, DJ needs 10 cases sent to Portland, 10 more cases to Little Rock, 10 cases to Boston.
Wow.
He's like, they all expect them there by tomorrow.
Oh.
And he's like, oh my God, I'm dealing with that.
So I know of a radio person. Was it a radio person or a realtor? I can't remember, but they quit their long standing career to work logistics for the State Department.
Hmm.
That's CIA, right?
So that's what I think this guy's CIA.
I kinda think so too.
Logistics for the State Department? What do you need logisticking?
Yeah. It's such a cover.
Right?
Yeah. Like, tell people you ship things.
Yeah, for the government.
Yeah.
What?
my guy is such a good CIA cover. He says he's shipping power drinks for The Rock.
That's a little too high profile for CIA. But, logistics for the State Department, that's a little...
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, maybe that is the perfect cover. Because it's not like anyone can call The Rock to confirm.
Right, it's not accessible enough for you to check up on it.
Yeah.
He also says that truck drivers run the entire country. They run everything.
I mean, yeah, look at where they are. I mean, they're always everywhere on the road. There's tons of them.
But think about it this way. He says that, let's say, let's use The Rock's energy drink.
Yep.
It's supposed to be delivered to a store here in Charlotte. And the store is having high demand for it, and they're expecting it Wednesday. Well, the truck driver's sleeping. He'll get there when he gets there. How about that? The truck driver's not working today.
I don't understand.
And a lot of these guys work for themselves, so they don't give a shit if anybody tells them that they need to be there.
Yeah.
But then how do they do one-day shippings?
Well, these private contractors don't do one-day shippings. They don't take those jobs. They'll just take something that they need to ship from Oklahoma to New York.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to stop.
And I know they can only drive for 11 hours before they have to stop and rest for eight.
Yep. We're done with whoever it is. We hung up on everybody.
Who is that? That's a hotline.
Yeah, I don't know who's calling.
You know, my fiance Sterling, he works for a big consumer packaged goods company, and Tide and all that stuff, and toilet paper, Charmin, and a lot of what he does, he's a sales director. He's in charge of a sales team, but because of the pandemic, he's now kind of in the logistics.
Okay.
Because he has clients calling, hey, we need products, so he has to go see how many trucks are available. So he's kind of doing logistics.
But what my friend was saying was what sucks is that nobody can tell these truck drivers that are private contractors what to do because they don't care.
Yeah, they don't work for them.
Right, they don't work for a company. So it's like if he feels like showing up, if he's going to let's say he's driving cross country and he has a cousin that lives in Pennsylvania and he's doing New York the next day, of course he should be there. But maybe he's there, maybe he's not. That's what this guy made it sound like.
That's interesting.
But, like, what are those people moving?
A lot, he said.
But, like, furniture? Are they
moving furniture?
Ever.
I mean, like, furniture. I don't know. Stuff that goes into Lowe's, maybe. Food.
I mean, everything needs a delivery. Everything. Bolts, nuts.
Right.
But it can't be food. Like, I wouldn't imagine it would be food, like something that couldn't expire.
No, but like
those would be contracted.
Let's say screws for picture frames.
You know? And you have to figure that there's probably enough of, like, there's other trucks that are making the shipments, but one or two guys can really screw up a guy's company. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a CVS somewhere. Or I guess it's a bad example. Like maybe a mom and pop store somewhere that's waiting on something. And the truck, he decides he's not working because it's Sunday and he's going to watch football.
Right.
There's nobody to tell this private contractor. And Trucker Bob knows. He's probably listening to this. There's nothing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That tells him that he needs to be there.
Right.
They need to have incentives, my guy said. Like, get this from Oklahoma City to New York.
And you get a bonus.
But then you're talking about rushing on the highway.
Right.
Not only, you know, you just said they have to sleep a certain amount of time.
Yeah, they do. You know, I play American Truck Simulator.
Of course you do.
My brother plays that.
Where I drive a tractor trailer and I do get bonuses for meeting my thing on time. But I do.
Are you your own contractor?
Yeah, I am. And I have to stop and get gas and stop and take breaks and sleep. And
you ever stop at like Vegas just to gamble a little bit, even though your load needs to be in LA?
No. I always stop whenever I meet my mandatory, you have to go rest time.
Yeah, so you're a good trucker.
Yeah, like I'll take a nap. I'll start. If I need to stop at 2 p.m. and go to sleep, I'll stop at 2 p.m. and go to sleep. What some truck drivers do will stop at 2 p.m. working and then go screw around for a little bit, then go to sleep that night.
Mm.
You know, that's what they'll do.
What's your CB handle?
I don't have one, but I guess I can come up with one. How about Big Panda?
Yeah, Big Panda.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda. Loren, you were in line this morning getting gas.
I was.
And we got a text from 443.
It says, "Hey, MRL show. I was parked behind Loren this morning at a gas line and mentioned Esteban to Loren to let her know I was a listener. I'm sorry Loren didn't get gas. She did a great job at the gas station keeping all informed while also on the air. My beautiful wife and kids listen to you all every morning on our way to school drop-offs. Like Loren, we are also originally from South Florida. Love you guys."
That is awesome.
"She should have stayed around longer because I actually ended up getting gas. A tractor trailer delivered.
Flipped over and we we pushed it over and were able to siphon the gas out after beating the driver."
Wouldn't that be some shit if it's like, if Loren only stayed 15 more minutes, there was a gas delivery.
Right.
Loren got on the megaphone at one point and said, "All right, back off. I'm first."
Here is an interesting text message. "I love the way Loren would step in front of vehicles if she thought they were skipping the line. All confrontational."
Is that what he said?
"At one point, she threw coffee at a car's windshield."
That's not right. That's not true.
Another 704 says, "Ha ha, does Loren know she was waiting in line for diesel the whole time?"
Yeah, right. Listen, I would have put anything in my car at that point.
The regular gas was fine. It was open on the other side. Let's see.
Loren waited 2.5 hours for line, got to the front and realized they only had unleaded. She only wants premium, so she had to drive away.
I did have to call Dallas and make sure I could put regular gas in his work car.
She's like, "Oh, this is just the regular gas? I don't want it."
All right, so what's the gas plan today for you? You have a car that's on empty. Elena has a car. Then there's Dallas's car. So what's the situation?
Well, so our Explorer is in the shop because our back seat was broken and they had to order a part, which is in now.
You've had nothing but issues with that Explorer.
and the Explorer needs an oil change. So that is in the shop. So it has gas in it, but I don't have access to that car currently.
They didn't give you a loaner?
No.
Really?
Where are they going to get gas?
They have gas on the premises.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I should call Joe Moss.
I always ask for loaners. Anytime I drop my vehicle off.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm like, can I get a loaner?
Right.
And then sometimes yeah, they'll be like, hey, I've gotten rejected because I guess it has to be worth their while to give you a loaner. Mm-hmm. Like it has to be a big enough project. But
sometimes you look like a real geek driving around with the loaner car too. It's like, my car's being serviced, so I've got this loaner car from.
I don't care. I don't want to be carless.
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not concerned at all. Am I dumb?
No.
Because
am I dumb? Like, I'm not concerned at all. Like, I figure that by Saturday or Sunday, I'll go to the gas station when there's no lines and get gas.
Yeah, I think it'd be fine. Yeah, I think people are just freaking out.
But you know what? People felt this way, too, when the pandemic started.
Yeah, with toilet paper.
I was guilty of that. I'm like, 8 weeks? I could do that on my head.
That's
in March,
true.
They were like, eight weeks, and then you'll be fine. Then the curve will, what do they call it? Will bend the curve.
Yeah, or something, yeah.
Flatten the curve.
Flatten
the curve.
I'm like, yeah, the CDC says in May. Meh.
Yeah, I don't know. I end up having to bring toilet paper to work for people.
So what are you thinking here? Are you nervous about this gas?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
If by this weekend there's still gas shortages, yes.
Well, lines and shortages, I guess they go
Hand in hand. Yeah. If people are still panic buying this weekend, yes.
Yeah. Hopefully today it ends.
I'm supposed to go to the beach this weekend. I guess that's not happening.
See, I think you will.
I think it will.
As long as, like I said, give it a couple days, if panic buying stops, then I think we're fine.
Gas man said he's delivering a whole shit ton of gas.
Hundreds of thousands of gallons.
That's a shit ton.
I know. I'm hoping.
So with calls like that and with the government reassuring that there's no gas shortage, it's really only people panic buying. But then again, there was no toilet paper shortage and people were panic buying that.
Exactly.
I don't know. We'll see.
Good luck, Loren.
Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. That's a wrap party, everybody. Our corporate bosses are here and they want to meet us. So we have to go and mask up and go say hi to them.
This is probably the last time you hear us. We'll be fired.
You can't, Loren, we'll bring you on FaceTime.
Okay.
And I'll attach it to a scooter, like a little scooter.
Can't
so you can,
Loren.
You can drive around.
Get me with one.
All right. See ya, everybody. Goodbye, folks.
Bye.
Don't panic. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.